This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I wish I could just be a chick for a day, just to see what it's like. Doing nothing, gaining dozens of new followers. I have to scrounge for every. I feel like I have to earn it. Yeah. Nobody gives a crap,
right?
What I do.
That is true. That is true. And there's definitely pros and cons. And sometimes, like when I'm living my life, and you know, you're getting free drinks and things like that. It is nice being a female. It is great. It's awesome. But then other things where it's like, you know, you bleed out of your pee every, you know, once a month. That kind of
sucks. Well, I just want to do it for a day.
Yeah, just one day.
That's it.
And it shouldn't be on one of those days either.
No, I would definitely wouldn't pick one of those.
Giving birth thing doesn't thrill me, to be honest.
You know, bang a dude.
Bang a dude?
Yeah.
You want to bang a dude?
If I were a chick, sure.
You can do that now.
No, I want to. I would.
You've got the equipment.
No, I want to.
You've got to flip over like a turtle.
No.
Okay.
You're mistaking things here. I want to experience sex the way a lady does.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like getting it instead of giving it.
Right. In your butt.
Well, no.
Okay.
No, I'd want a vagina in order to do that, you know?
You have a gritty vagina.
A gritty one?
You do, in the, you know, back door.
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
Not interested
in
that.
No, but I know what you mean, though, because I've thought about that the same way. Like, sex is both pleasurable for men and women, but we have completely different parts. Made of the similar material, though, like in fetal development, like when it starts to... what do you call it? Differentiate between like a male and female fetus. Like it's the same region. It's the same cluster of cells.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're both very sensitive. But I wonder if like the experience of like an orgasm is different for a man.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Than it is for a woman.
Sure.
I wonder that all
and
the time.
You'll never know.
I'll never know.
That's why I want to. That's why I want to get banged as a lady.
Yeah, because it's obviously completely different.
It's got to be. Completely
yeah,
different.
Totally. And
what
I can.
What would you compare it to? The female. Oh, like if you had to, because I would say
squishing a donut. I don't know.
I would say for me, it's like a intense, sudden release where it's kind of, you know, 3-4 seconds.
It's not longer than that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the best thing in the world. The best feeling.
It's just like a really obviously warm, tingly feeling. Like they actually did a study like this where they where they had men like use descriptives and women use descriptives to see if it's kind of the same thing, because you could like no one will ever know if it's the same.
Right.
Because, you know, I'll never experience life as a man with a penis. You'll never have a vagina.
Yeah.
But both experience an orgasm. It's just, you know, like a really sensitive, warm, sensitive in a good way. Sometimes it can be so sensitive that it's not good. You know what I mean? Where you're like, don't touch it.
Oh.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. I don't, it's got to be, I would say, I'm trying to think what it's like. It's very fast.
Sure.
It's very fleeting. It's like, it's kind of like peeing a little bit.
Where it's like you hold your pee for a long time
and
then you
release
it.
It's just, oh, that feeling. It's just like a feeling of relief.
Relief comes afterwards, but not like during it.
Well, kind of while during.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me during.
Okay.
Like afterwards, it's just like, okay, now I can get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you ever more clear-headed than right after an orgasm? You're just, everything is just crystal clear.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, okay, well, I got to go to the bank and I need to do this. Mm-hmm. And you're just so focused on like what you need to do.
It's the last. You couldn't be farther away, because especially for men, I don't know what it's like. I'm sure women think about, like you hear women, oh, we're horny too. Yeah, not like guys are. It's just I know that I can't obviously experience it.
Tom Segura has a great bit on that. Check
yeah, I'm telling you, there is no way it's anywhere close to what guys are, because usually it's just going up the mountain, trying to reach a lady to, you know, do that with.
Yeah.
And then when you do, you're so far away from it. But then it's a climb back to get to that point again pretty soon. You're always climbing up a mountain trying to get back to getting that.
Women or men?
For men.
Oh, okay.
So, but you're very clear-headed afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's the last thing on your mind. But that period is very short before it starts to pop back into your mind again. So it's a long time of wanting it, and then you do it, and then it's like, oh, little valley here, but then it goes right back up to kind of wanting it again very soon. So
right.
You're only going to get about an hour, maybe tops, of just clear-headedness. I remember one time I hooked up with this woman, and after, you know, finished a deed or whatever.
Sure.
So I was just like, I was thinking about things I needed to do. And
right.
I went, hey, what would you get a baby on its second birthday for a gift? That's how clear-headed I was.
Right.
So it was so far away from that, and she just laughed. And then I was like, what? And she's like, "That." She just said, that's such an odd thing that to
be
ask.
Be thinking about, right?
Right, yeah, right afterwards. But my brain was just focused on the task at hand. I had to get a present for a baby.
Sure.
I figured she might be able to help. And she did help.
Yeah.
It was
look
a big
at that.
Hit.
And did you bang after that?
No, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
It was just one and done.
I mean, later, like weeks later.
Weeks later. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just went home.
She's still in your life?
Got on Amazon. Yeah, I talked to her.
Oh, nice.
She's a friend.
Great.
You ever stay for? Well, you haven't really banged too many dudes.
Huh?
You haven't really banged too many
no.
dudes.
No.
So they're like, you're not really friends with guys that you've.
Am I? Oh, you mean afterwards?
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah, because I got a few people.
Oh my God, zero.
That are like actively in my life that I talk to
I think
quite
that's
a bit.
That's a good thing, though.
That I've like seen nude and like thrusted
no,
them and
no,
stuff.
Oh,
and it's
don't
weird.
Say that. I
well,
like
I'm just trying.
I
have to be careful the way I say it on the radio.
Thrusted them.
I thrusted them. Oh. I made passionate. Passionate love to
no,
these people.
No,
and they're actively in my life. Like
I'm
I see them.
One,
I talk
two.
To them.
Yeah, zero. I don't
weird.
Talk to them. That is weird. That is strange. But yeah, once it's again, I'm not really friends with them and beforehand, so it just kind of goes to nothingness like it started. From what is it? From dust till dust, right? Isn't that a thing in the Bible? From
that's the way it
dust
should
dust to
be.
Dust.
I don't really like the fact that I'm friends with people that
no,
I've
then you
thrusted.
Can't like I don't want to say you can't move on, but like I don't want to know what you're doing. I don't want to know who you're banging. I want nothing to do with you.
I
who
mean,
is creeping outside of the door? It is freaking me the hell out.
The first
is
thing
it a Wani B?
Is that Wani B?
I don't know.
The first thing that always comes to my mind whenever I see people that I've thrusted,
ew.
I'm just like, I've seen your boobs. I know exactly what
right,
they look
right,
like. And
right.
then I go, hi. Good to, what's up?
Let's pretend like we haven't seen each other naked.
Yeah,
no,
like,
there's
I've
no one
boobs.
I stay in contact with at all.
That's the way it should be. I don't think it's okay that you just... But, I mean, what's the alternative? You can't just shun people that are in your community.
Right. I mean, nothing has really been... I mean, I guess things have been somewhat... I've never had a one-night stand or anything, so I've always, like, known the person mm-hmm. and been somewhat attached to them. So once it's over, I don't want anything to do with you. Goodbye. See you later. Time to move on to the next.
Yeah.
And I think that's only fair to your future partners who you don't even have yet. Like, you don't want to have, like, exes or people you hooked up with, like, still hanging around. That's not a good look.
See, that...
That's a bad look.
I don't know. I know what you mean, and I kind of
for
agree
their
with
sake,
you.
You know?
But there's definitely, like, I have friends that I've hooked up with, and they have husbands now and stuff. So it's like,
yeah,
you know,
weird.
Whatever. I think it's weird, too, and, like, you don't go out of your way to make it known that you've done that. Like, you obviously shouldn't say that you've... You know,
no, absolutely not. No,
point.
No, absolutely not.
Thanks for tuning in to the HMB Sides, available only on HMBRadio.com and on your podcast feed. Be sure to tune in to Stay Woke every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone and the Homemade Broadcast, which is released every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.